Yeah, I think we're putting in some new things, and everybody's kind of got to get the hang of it, and it's going to take a little time, but I mean, just ask questions when you have them and try to learn as much as you can now, and when it gets the game time, we'll probably run into some more situations and figure those out as we go.
One of the things Paul's talked about is that you haven't scrimmaged. There's been a lot of focus on teaching and a lot of focus on conditioning. Is that a little bit nerve-wracking to not have the chance to get that kind of game feel before a game?
Not too much. I think that's what the games are for, is to get that feel. And yeah, it might start a little slow, and you got to get your feet under you and get back into the rhythm of things, but I don't think it'll take very long.
What's it like getting ready for this game here? You know, you've gone through it last year, and now you have a chance to get at it here tomorrow.
Yeah, just get your feet back under you. Don't really try to do anything super crazy. Just play your game and get back in the swing of things.
Is it a more comfortable feeling for you?
I don't think you can ever say you're comfortable here, because that's when you get in trouble, but I definitely, knowing more guys and kind of knowing what's expected of me going into it, I think it makes me a little more comfortable.
Some of these youngsters here must take a look at your process and how smoothly you made that jump. Do they approach you, ask you for advice, anything like that?
I've talked to Morrissey a little bit. I think he's kind of bounced some questions off me, and I think he's a really good player, and I think if he does what he can and shows how he can play, he'll be fine.
Do you feel a responsibility already at this stage to take a leadership role with the young guys?
I mean, you always want to help out whenever you can, just as a friend, as a teammate. I think, I know I was looking for guys last year to talk to, and I think Zach was a big help to me. So, I mean, just being there, you kind of know what you want to hear, what they need to hear.
If you gave these young guys one bit of advice based on your experience, what would it be?
Just have fun. I mean, you're playing in the NHL. It's what you've dreamed of your whole life. So just go out and enjoy the moment, enjoy your first game. And I think that's what they did last night. And it's only going to get more comfortable as things go on.
I think you're a pretty confident guy. Have you ever been nervous before?
Not playing hockey. I probably couldn't talk in front of 15 people, but I can play hockey in front of a lot of people, so I guess certain things. Hockey is just one thing that doesn't get me nervous.
Have you, with the exhibition, it's all about getting the rust off. When is that moment in the game that you kind of realize, okay, hockey started?
I'm sure it'll happen pretty quick. There's certain things you can't really get in summer hockey, playing shinny, just certain game situations and that kind of stuff. But, I hope it'll come back pretty quick. I'm sure it will.
In terms of what Paul's teaching, is there an emphasis on the defensive side of things as a group? Do you see that as the priority, is really improving and making it harder as a group to be beaten and scored against?
Yeah, I think if you look at prior teams that have won Stanley Cups, that's the main thing, is goals against, and that's something we need to improve on. And we want to be aggressive, but at the same time, we got to worry about our own end, and I think the offense will come with the systems we run. But first and foremost, we've got to play defense and take care of our own end.
Do you think that the group is excited to learn new things, to help it to be better, because there seems to be a real want-to from this team to be a playoff team, but maybe not an understanding of how to get there? And so is the group hungry to pick this stuff up?
I think so. I think we know what Paul brings and where he's been in the past, and I mean, he knows what he's talking about. So I think if we just kind of absorb what he's saying and learn as much as we can, if we play the system how it's meant to be played as one group and all together, I think it'll work, and we'll be fine.